This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
Most of us go by the unwritten rule of showing up at the airport 2 hours before you take off time, before your takeoff time,
right.
Because whether you're there or not, the flight is supposedly going to leave when it says. So, but that's not always the case. Last week, a Delta flight was delayed, and it wasn't because of mechanical issues, but because of a pilot issue. So the pilots of this Boeing 747 flight accidentally locked themselves out of the cockpit. How is that possible? I'm not sure, but they couldn't get in.
All I can imagine is that they have all these new safety regulations after like 9/11 and stuff like that, and so the doors are locked, and all I can figure is someone was like, hey, real quick, don't let the door, you let the door shut. Rick! You're the new pilot. Your job is to keep the door open.
And it's got to be so embarrassing, especially because passengers watched as the two pilots used a luggage conveyor belt to lift themselves up to the window from the outside, and they pushed themselves in.
What?
Through the window.
Yeah, that's the other thing people don't know is that the windows on the front of a jet, like, open. Now, they don't open them during flight. You know, like, hey, will you roll it down? It's stuffy in here because it would kill you. But they do. They can get in from the windows.
Well, and thankfully, they were on the slimmer side because,
yeah.
I mean, if they weren't, I don't know if they could have fit, you know?
But just get wedged in there, and they're like, hey, man, I'm sorry, Jay. We got to go, okay? We're taking off here.
Well, this reminds me of a Seinfeld bit where he actually wonders, do pilots have keys? And if they accidentally leave them or lose them, how do they explain that away?
They tell you it's something mechanical because they don't want to come on the PA system.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be delayed here on the ground for a little while. I left the keys to the plane in my apartment.
See the technicians all running underneath the plane. You think they're servicing it, but they're actually looking for, like, the magnet hide key under the wing.
What's really funny, that's an old Seinfeld bit, but then all of a sudden, here it is. Like, these
it
guys
actually happened.
Locked themselves out.
Yes.
Oh.
And honestly, too, if I knew I was getting on that flight and they were already hurt with keeping the key, I'd be like, can you really fly this plane?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'd be like, let's just do a change out.
Let's just start
somebody's
over.
A little distracted today. let's change up the pilots just for grins, okay? Make me feel better anyway.
Monday school is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So we always talk about following God or seeking God's will for our life, and it can be frustrating to pray for things and feel like God doesn't hear you as you wait. But I'm starting to learn that God usually calls us to make the first move out of obedience or faith first. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it, if you look at things in the Bible, you know, sometimes he'll call us to step out physically like he did with Peter. Get out of the boat. Walk on water with me. You know, like, do you have that kind of faith? I hope that I would in the moment, but
yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I would do the, like, 1 foot out, and, like, I'd be looking at him. I'm like, I got my eyes on you, God, and I put 1 foot out and see if it, like, went under it all. And then, if that didn't go under, then I'd be like, okay, here's two. Like, I still got my tuchus on the side of the boat. You know? And then I would slowly get into it.
Yeah, and that's why. How would they explain that in the Bible either?
Yeah.
They'd be like, and then Apostle Wally stepped out, still with his buttocks on the boat.
I know. I mean, that's how I would do it, you know, because I limp into things. But God calls us to be bold. And so, trust me, if you want to follow God, he's going to take you out of your comfort zone. But many times when we do that, we find that it's completely worth it. Big moves of God are preceded by small acts of faith. I thought that was an interesting part of this sermon. Mm-hmm. Joshua was told to march around the walls of the city before the battle. And as a warrior, he had to say, okay, God, this seems crazy. And it's probably not at all what Joshua had in mind for winning this battle, you know.
Mm-mm.
But he was faithful, and he did what he was told, and he took that physical and spiritual first step, and he did what God asked. And then in faith, Joshua asked for the impossible. Joshua prayed, that God would freeze time so he could finish the battle that God called him to, and God did. And so Joshua didn't even know about, like, the universe and how it worked. All he knew was that he needed God to intervene in a big way, and that's what God did by stopping, pausing the sun for that time. So he was faithful in the little, he trusted God with the big, and the impossible happened.
And it kind of is a reminder to us, like, what are we boxing Jesus with, you know?
Right.
Like, we don't ask for things because we might not have the faith for it. But if we did, you know, there's no telling what could be possible.
God is still calling us like he did Joshua, you know, and if we see or want to see God move in a big way, we have to be willing to take that first step and pray boldly and watch God work. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend, where you tell us a story about something that happened during your weekend. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. And in this case, you've got to have it unanimous, because it's just Betty Rock and myself to win a prize. Two consecutive yays. Now, remember, sometimes if we boo, we're booing for you because it was a bad weekend, or sometimes we're booing out of jealousy because it was so awesome. So we're small, petty people. All right, with that, Betty Rock, what do you got? Example round.
Okay, so over the weekend, I went to a friend of mine's kid's birthday party that was at a roller skating rink.
Oh, I was about to boo you just now.
Why?
Kids' parties are the worst, like when you get drugged them in as an adult.
Yeah, they can be.
I was booing for you.
Well, yeah, they can be, but in this situation, I got to live out my tween dream, because back in the day, tween me was all about the roller rink, and I loved it. And I mean, I could kill it. I could go backwards. I could do circles. I mean, I was a pro.
I saw your story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't stay out there near as long as I used to, because my hips started hurting, my knees were hurting, my legs, my shins. I was like, if I don't stop now, I won't be able to walk.
Yeah.
So I stayed out there for maybe 15 minutes, and I was like, I'm done. Yeah. I gotta be.
How did Moonlight Couple Skate go? Did you stand on the wall, like, looking there, like, hey?
I did contemplate doing the race game, because they did break it out.
You should have.
But I didn't want to show off to the kids.
I got to tell you, I saw your style. Your form, except for that one time where you almost fell and broke something.
It wasn't just one time. Okay. It was multiple times.
Up till that point, though, I'm like, that girl's got it. She still got it.
Yeah.
You did well. So I'm going to give you a yay, because
falling on
roller skates as an adult hurts so bad.
Can you come back from that? I don't know. I mean, I remember as a kid, I would fall on my skate.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just bounce back up and keep going. Now, I'll tell you what was fun is watching all the kids around me falling.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
And when they weren't falling, to Betty Rock's delight and amusement, she would just push them. Go by and you kick the one skate, like, oh, good, 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 good.
You gotta learn.
All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your story right now. What happened this weekend? What'd you do Friday or Saturday or Sunday? Let us know, and we'll go around the room, give you that boo or yay, and maybe you'll win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your story?
On Saturday morning, I got to celebrate my cousin graduating from law school.
Whoa.
And then Saturday afternoon, we had dinner with my dad and birthday party for him, which is huge because he's had a very difficult year medical-wise. He's been in and out of the hospital. There are a few times that we thought he wasn't going to make it to this birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, let me ask you this about your cousin. We'll go back to that for a second. What do you do for a living?
I'm a preschool teacher.
And your cousin just graduated as a lawyer. Okay.
This is where, the bar this summer.
You know, we always talk about, like, booing for you. You know, like, this would be a case where I might would be tempted to boo for you because of the comparison. They're like, oh, look at Ray over here. Ray is an attorney. You know, he's going to make big money, and you're just going to help shape the minds of children in the future. You know?
Just, wow.
Right. And
okay,
so,
but what's more important, raising our next generation or being a lawyer?
Oh, I agree with you. Look at her. She's like, I don't even like Ray anymore. So I am going to give you a yay for that, because getting to spend time with your dad, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm going to yay you too, because I could not be a teacher. I couldn't do it. I don't have the patience for it. So Nikki, I commend you for getting in there and looking out for that next generation, because Lord knows Wally and I sure aren't.
We're warping them. You fix them. Bring your A game.
All right. So this weekend, last night actually, got to celebrate my son's high school band award ceremony. But most importantly, as a dad, I'm very proud that my son, who is the percussion section leader, the whole percussion section made section of the year because of what they've done musically.
Now, it's fortunate that you mentioned what section he's in, and that's percussion, because my boo or my yay was predicated on what instrument he played, and if it was like flute or clarinet, I was going to give him a boo because because I was in the band too, and the percussion kids were always the coolest kids. I wanted to be a percussionist, but I wasn't cool enough to be in that section of the band. And so he's got a kid in the percussion section. I got to yay that just out of years of wanting to be that. So yay from me for sure, Chris.
Cool.
Chris, I'm also going to give you a yay because I know it meant so much for your son to see you out there in the stands cheering him on. There's a lot of kids that maybe don't have that opportunity. So I think that makes you an awesome dad. And I'm sure, Chris, you're glad to see that hitting pots and pans when he was growing up, it's finally paying off.
Well, the kid hasn't gotten a job yet. Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for being on with us, man. You're a winner today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
Yeah, we like to do news-ish because the news is really heavy. I mean, especially today. You look at, like, the church shooting on Sunday, the Buffalo supermarket shooting on Saturday, and it's rough. And so, on the brighter side, Eurovision, it's a song contest. It has a winner, finally, and it's the song contest in Europe where bands from all over in different countries compete, and they even did a movie with Will Ferrell kind of spoofing it, and this is the song from that.
Where the mountains sing through the screams of seagulls, where the whales can live, cause the gentle people in my home.
It's kind of a spoofy song, but I actually like it.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it really was, and usually, like, music movies are not the music for it's not good, but that was like, oh, I kind of like that one. But now we have a winner, and this year the winner is actually a band called Kalush Orchestra, but they're from Ukraine. So, I mean, they definitely need some goodness there, and to, you know, bring awareness still to what's going on there, the atrocities with the Russian invasion. And their song, Stefania, actually won. And when you hear the beginning of it, you're like, yep, that sounds like who you would expect from a Ukraine song band thing. But then wait. We just switched it up, people.
Do we know what they're saying?
Not at all. It's actually a song, they redid the video for it, but it's actually a song showing the ravages of Ukraine and women in combat gear, and it's pretty cool.
It's more of a political song.
Yeah, I mean, especially with what's going on right there now, I really liked it. And so they got, like, this surge of popular votes, like 200 million viewers, like, from 40 countries voted, and that kind of boosted their, you know, stats, and they actually ended up winning. And it's kind of a affirmation of Ukrainian culture and what's going on right now, because even Russia was banned from the contest this year.
So, interesting.
Take that. Here's the crazy thing, though. So they win the thing, the contest. They're all excited and everything's great. But then they had to return to Ukraine after being given special permission to leave to attend the competition, because most Ukrainian men between 18 and 60 are barred from leaving the country in case they need to fight.
That's right.
So Ukraine gave them a special pass, go do the concert, but then they had to come back. Like, the lead vocalist, Sasha, he had to say goodbye to his wife and two children who fled Ukraine and are living with a host family in Alba. And so he had to turn around and leave them and go back to the horrors of what is there.
That's terrible.
Isn't that crazy? Like, so you go from this high note of winning something in your career, and then reality hits. And that's, I mean, that's life.
Well,
you know?
And he can give firsthand experience on what, you know, his country is facing.
President Zelensky hailed the victory, saying that he hoped Ukraine would be able to host the contest next year. I like his optimism. predicting a victorious court also in the battle with its enemy is not far off. So there you go. That is going to do it for your news-ish today.
Hello, neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Did you know that there's a National Good Neighbor Day?
And I think that's it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, because, I mean, so many times we just kind of pull into our driveway, go into our garage, and not get to know the people around us. And I'm just as guilty of that as anybody else. And I try to do, like, nice things here and there for neighbors, you know, when it comes up and stuff. And so that's kind of what we want to discuss with you. Like, have you ever done or had something done for you that made you a good neighbor or made a good neighbor around you, you know, kind of thing? And so, like, for example, like, when my first neighbors, when we first moved in years ago, moved in, they went on vacation, and he didn't get a chance to mow before he left, and he was gone for a week, and it got really hot, and I didn't really know him, and so I mowed their lawn for him, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was like, and I wasn't like, oh, your lawn looks horrible. I just know when you come back from a trip, the last thing you want to do is mow your lawn. Mm-hmm. And so I mowed their lawn for him. And it kind of became a thing. Like, if we were gone and our lawn was big, he would mow my lawn. I would mow his. And that became like our thing, which was really cool.
That's really awesome. And maybe then that kind of builds a friendship because of mowing lawns.
Yeah, and we're still friends to this day, you know? Aww. And so that's what I want to discuss with you. Like, what is that thing that someone has done for you that was just a great neighbor move, or that you did for somebody? You know, because it might even be one of those things, in discussing this, it might give somebody an idea. You're like, okay, we got these new neighbors, and I don't really know what to do. I want to reach out. And sometimes it's like reaching out and doing something nice, and then also sharing your faith too, you know? But like, you got to have that hook. What's your hook? What's your in, you know?
Right, exactly. So you don't want to come across creepy.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, you're like, hey, I washed your windows, you know, and you're up there on a ladder at their bedroom.
Ah!
Yeah, exactly. And on the surface, it seems like, hey, I'm just being a good guy, you know? Right. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I want good ideas here. It's like a think tank. It's a neighbor think tank here, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Have you ever done something for a neighbor, or had a neighbor do something for you that was like, oh, that was really cool?
Yeah, we had never met this young man. We knew the parents, but the boy was 15, and we live in the country, so we're about a half a mile away from our neighbors. And we were sitting in the living room talking with our daughter and future son-in-law trying to plan a COVID wedding, and emotions were high, and there were lots of tears, and we had a knock on our front door, and it ended up to be our 15-year-old neighbor boy who was going out for a run and just wanted to know if there was anything that he could pray for us while he was out running.
Wow, that is crazy from a 15-year-old kid, you know, and
exactly.
And like, what did that mean to you in that moment, as you had a lot of chaos and stuff going on in your own life?
You know, it just reminded us that God got us, and that no matter what we had to do, we had an army of people out there praying for us and loving on us. And, you know, it's really made me want to be more bold in just asking people that I don't know, hey, how can I pray for you? Because everybody has stuff.
Right. It can feel a little weird, but when you step out, sometimes you meet people and you hear stories, and, you know, they end up blessing you, you know, as you're praying for them.
For sure.
What's your situation? Are you that neighbor?
Well, we are both very patriotic. Our neighbor and his wife were in the Navy, and our son is currently in the Army. And so if the wind's blowing hard and we know each other isn't home, we take down the flags and fold them for each other so they don't get all battered and torn.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, did one of you do it first without being asked and then the other was like, oh, thank you, and then it just started a thing?
Yes, exactly. Our neighbor actually started it first, and so we're like, oh, that was really nice of him, and so it just continued between the two of us.
Okay, now, truth be told, when you got home and didn't see your flag there, were you like, oh, someone stole my flag? I'm going to find the neighbor that took my flag.
Well, not going to lie, but kind of.
Yeah, I get it.
Because it would just, that's an odd thing to be like, wait, well, who would take that?
Yeah.
Because that's not very cool of an American to take your flag.
Exactly. Well, that's really cool that you guys are looking out for each other, and I love that you guys are patriotic, and maybe that'll kind of work its way out and infuse the neighborhood with that, too. So, Karen, thanks for being on with us today.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you ever want to hit me up, it's just easy. Wally@wayfm.com with whatever is on your mind. This was great. Chloe sent me a screen capture of something, a game that this group of friends plays, and they call it Don't Get Me Started, where they give each other just a object or a topic, and that person then goes on to rant about it. And so they try to test each other and who can rant the best.
Oh, jeez, you'd win. You'd win every round.
I know, and Chloe knows that too. She says, I found this post and thought it was a great game idea for the show. I realized that's literally what happens to you every day in the aftercast.
Yeah.
I know. I can rant about the craziest things and be so passionate about it.
Yeah, you don't even have to have all the facts.
No.
Also, we could be talking about puppies or kittens,
yeah,
and somehow it turns into a rant.
A rant.
And I don't
know
how it happens. If you haven't heard any of these, you can get a link sent straight to your phone when you text TWS to 91979. That's TWS, which stands for The Wally Show, to 91979.
Yeah, it's our podcast and Africast in there for free. And I get a little ranty sometimes, I'll be honest with you.
A
little ranty. This is kind of cool. Ginny had sent me this, and she was commenting on something we were talking about, like, you know, about good luck versus bad luck kind of thing and the way we process that. And she shared something that her grandfather had always said about finding a penny. And we went back and forth on a couple emails, but this is what I thought was really cool. She says, I'm sorry to keep blowing you up, you know, with all of this stuff. It's just been a really bad week, and I'm trying to keep my mind off the negative, so thanks.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I hit her back. I said, totally get distraction. Sometimes I think that's what we're best at on this show. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday, you know? And so there is something about that, man. I appreciate the people that listen and understand this and that we're not always uber religious, even for Christian radio, because sometimes you just need that little distraction that's not a religious dissertation, but rather just a moment to breathe, you know, and get away from some of the heavy that you're dealing with. And so that's how we do the show. When you support it, you enable us to do that. So thank you so, so much. And if you ever want to hit me up again, it's just Wally@wayfm.com. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, that it feels a little bit like deja vu. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing it. You see what I did there. But seriously, the cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage was the best option for me personally, but maybe you're in a place where you need or want to buy a new home. Well, the same people that helped me with my refi can help you with your new home loan. United Faith Mortgage is a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who can help you get your financing in place so that when you find that perfect home, you're ready to go. The market is still competitive and you have to make quick decisions, and having your loan secured can definitely help. United Faith Mortgage makes the process so easy, and I love that when I call my UFM guy Ryan, I get Ryan. And if he's ever on another line, he gets back to me super fast, because in this market, timing is everything. So talk to the people that I trust for your home loan or refinance. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's The Wally Show.
Uplifting Way FM. So here's the deal. There's barely a day that goes by when Betty Rock and I don't talk about her wedding plans. And
what?
Yeah, we always talk about this.
Do we?
Well, mainly it circles around the issue of me walking you down the aisle.
And I keep repeatedly telling you no.
Right. We're still discussing it.
No, we're
so
not.
It's not a done deal
we
yet.
We took a pin out of it and threw it in the trash.
I just put it right back in there. And so her dad and I, Danny Ray, are going to discuss it.
We're not going to figure out
maybe like joint walkers or something like that.
So anyway,
we're talking about that. And so it made me... like my ears perk up, my eyes perk up when I saw this article about things that you might want to get rid of from your wedding. So if you're planning a wedding right now, my walking you down the aisle services are available. So that's one thing. It's very cost effective. I'm even doing it for Betty for free, which is crazy just because I've known her this long. But they said there's some things you might want to skip, like balloon backdrops. I would not want balloons at my wedding, I don't think. Would you, Rock?
Well, they've gotten pretty popular because people make these balloon arches, which I just recently went to a baby shower and she had one.
For a baby shower. Perfect.
It was very pretty.
Yeah, baby shower.
I loved it.
Makes sense. But, I mean, I guess they're not as cheap as you think, and it would be, I think... maybe more cost effective than some of the flower arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
But boy, it just sets the wrong vibe, I think.
It can, because if you choose like circus colored balloons, it's just going to look like it's a kid's birthday party.
Yeah. And then they also say, don't worry about like personalized napkins. Because man, it's your special day. It really is. And that's great. But by and large, most people are there just for the beef or salmon, you know? And like, they're not going to take your napkin that you spent extra money personalized. And be like, you know what? I'm going to hang on to this. This is going to be a keepsake. This is going to be a day I want to remember the rest of my life.
Right. Like, it doesn't matter.
But you might want to remember it. But yeah, no one else is. Mm-hmm. So don't spend the money on that thing. Spend the money on things that are important to you. The things that matter to you. You know, like not just the stereotypical wedding fair.
What everyone else is expecting.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, but they're like, people print programs, wedding programs. I guess that's true. I've been to a couple weddings where it broke down what everybody's doing. Who's gonna sing what? Like we all know how a wedding goes. There's no mystery here. Like, we don't need a roadmap to get through this 25 minutes.
I get what you're saying, but I also have seen where those programs have helped me be like, okay, how much further do we have to go? Because I'm almost done. Like, I'm ready to leave.
Oh,
and with the program, you know, oh, we're almost done. Okay, I can
sometimes
leave soon.
My church bulletin's like that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you know, most of us have to go to an office and go to work, and it seems like you always have that one office angel. For us, that's Ruth.
Ruth is the best.
She is the best.
She just goes above and beyond for anybody and everybody, and she's just so sweet. You can't hate her.
No, and a lot of people talk about how great she is here, and they put her up for awards and just...
Yeah, she won Employee of the Year.
Everybody loves
Rightfully
themselves
so.
Some Ruth. And in full disclosure, she's not that great. No.
I'm sorry, what?
I love Ruth. But there is another office angel...
Who? Me?
No, not even close. You look in the butter at any point in time, because we have like a little toaster thing and people make toast all the time. If you look in the butter, there will be times where people get their crumbs all in the butter. But then the next time you come back, you look in the butter like, where did all these crumbs go? Did they melt down into the butter somehow? Where did they go? Was there a crumb rapture and they've all been taken to heaven? Like, where are these crumbs? That's because there's another office angel that comes back through with a knife and scrapes all the little crummies out of the butter.
The crummies.
And then throws it away. Yes, the crumb fairy. And that's me. Like, because I hate crumbs and other people's crumbs in my butter, and so I clean it out for everybody.
Can I say two things?
Please.
Okay, so the first thing is, you're bringing this up, and you're probably putting the crumbs in yourself so that you can clean them to hopefully get praise from others.
Okay, but now full disclosure, I have crumbed because I like toast, but I then take them out, but I take other people's crumbs out too.
Second.
Yes.
You are not being very humble about this at all.
No.
If anything, you're bringing it up.
Yes.
On your show.
Yes. Because it's about time.
Because
I'm tired of Ruth getting all the recognition. Okay? Is that so wrong?
Yes, it is.
Here's the deal, okay? Every office has those people. And so this is what I want to know from you. What is the thing that you do at work that no one knows or no one notices, but you're that like person that slides in there? Maybe you're the person that always makes sure the bathrooms are stocked with something. And it's not even your job. You just do it because you care. like me, like the crumb fairy.
You care.
Right. But no one says it. I don't ask for attention. I don't ask for gifts.
Wait, as you say on the air.
Right.
I don't ask for attention.
I'm doing it this once because I want to highlight other great people that are quiet heroes in the office. Not
quiet
the people
heroes,
like
yeah.
Ruth that do it just to be recognized.
Oh, my word.
I love going after Ruth.
You need to give her an apology.
She is this, in full disclosure, she is the sweetest human being on
no,
the planet.
No, you can't make up for it now.
No, I
you
love
said
her.
It. You're terrible.
She's the best. All right, so next to me. And so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, okay? That's how you can call me on the show. We love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing you do at your job that no one notices or no one even knows that you do it? 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a hero like me, we'll take your calls now. Paula, what is that thing you do at work that no one knows or notices?
Our conference room. Whenever people leave it, if we have a potluck in there or if we just have meetings, I go in behind everyone and straighten all the chairs up, wipe down the screens, wipe down the tables, and just make it nice and pretty for the next time we have a meeting.
See, and everyone walks in and they're probably like, I didn't even know we hired a cleaning staff. This is great. I love this place. But no, it's Paula.
Exactly. And I do want to thank you so much for cleaning out the butter. That's another thing that bugs me is crumbs in the butter.
I know. And I don't say boo about it. Unlike Ruth here, who everyone loves, and she's always cleaning and doing stuff. And they're like, Ruth, you're the best. You're the best, Ruth. And no one ever notices Wally. Yeah,
well, we will send you a plaque. How about that?
Thank you very much. Nothing too ornate. Just, you know, a 20 by 20 is fine.
A 20 by 20. Oh, well, we were looking at 24 by 24, but that's okay.
No, well, I'm humble. Let's just do 20 by 20.
Okay.
Is there something that you do that goes unnoticed or no one knows it was you?
I'm retired from the state of Colorado, but I used to do Free Pie Friday on the first Friday of every month because we got paid on the first. And I would show up to work early. And I bring in pies, and nobody ever knew it was me.
See, and I love that. You don't tell anybody about it, but, like, the folklore and the mystery of the pies is probably something that's legendary. It's like, man, every Friday, the first of the month, pies just show up. We don't even know how this happens. Did you play along with it? Like, I don't even know how this happens either.
In all honesty, I did a Wally, because I would walk around saying, this is really good pie. Gee, whoever brought the pies is a really good guy.
That's awesome.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And I mean, yeah, if you read the news, especially today, you know there's a lot of bad news. And that's why we do good news, giddy up. Something to combat that with some good stuff going on. What do you got, Lady Rock? Good news, giddy up, go.
There's an 80-year-old named Madeline, and she just graduated from the University of Nebraska, Omaha.
Oh, wow, at 80?
Yeah, at 80 years old. So her daughter had realized she already had 40 hours, I believe, of
credits.
Done credits,
right.
Yeah. But life got in the way. She had a kid, she had another kid, you know, and then moving out of the state, all those things. So her daughter was like, you're this close. Why don't you just finish? And so she did at 80 years old.
That's awesome.
And that just goes to show, like, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can always finish. I went to Colorado Christian University to get my degree. I started at 30 years old. And usually at 30, you think, you know, why go back? But no, I did it.
Yeah.
And I got done, got 2 degrees in psychology and healthcare administration.
And you did it way before 80, you know, like.
Way
you did
before
it
80.
While you're still young, like before you joined this lady's sorority of Beta Wrinkle Pie or something. I don't know.
Come on.
This is kind of cool. This is something, like, if you've always wanted to break a world record, I think this is something that's actually doable. There was a guy in the UK who broke the ping pong record where he stood at one end of the table, lined up people the other end, and they basically just hit a shot back and forth until they managed to get 117 shots in a row. I've sat there with my nephews and done something like this, and I know we've gotten close. Like,
oh, I doubt it.
No, I
you
know.
You think it seems that close, but it really wasn't.
It seems easy because the old record was 112, and they only got 5 past that to one set. Like, this is a record that is made to be broken. Like, so get all your friends together, if you're a kid especially, and go, Mom, Dad, guess what? I need a ping pong table. Don't ask any questions. Just set it up upstairs, and I'm going to make us famous.
Oh, wow.
Because I think this is doable. I think we could do this, Rock.
You're always
unless we
hopeful.
Invite Gavin. Gavin would be the guy that ruins it.
He ruins everything.
Exactly. That's not nice. He's not here. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999, and we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The 2022 Billboard Music Awards happened over the weekend, and it was set to be a big night for top artists like Lauren Daigle. You say I'm in love. Or for King and Country. All the people say, Ann Wilson, Maverick City Music. I mean, we're giving away the Christian top artist, gospel artist. We're giving away albums, the best songs. Well, one artist came in and swooped up all the awards.
Ooh, I can't wait to see who it is.
One who took all the wins in the Christian and gospel categories, and that was the one and only Kanye West. So if you
wait, what?
Yeah, Kanye West.
Because it's the Billboard Awards, and
well,
so they're
maybe
not going to give an award to a Lauren Daigle when Kanye's around. Come on.
Anyways, he came out with a gospel/Christian album, and it took all the prizes. So, top Christian song. There were five nominated. All the songs were Kanye except for one, and that was Ann.
You have got to be kidding
no,
me.
Ann Wilson's My Jesus.
He makes a way where there ain't no
I have to hear what beat Ann Wilson. This is a great song.
Well, it was nominated for top Christian song, but Kanye West with Hurricane won it.
I was up for self. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I was up for sale, but I couldn't tell. God made it rain, the devil made it hell. Dropped out of school, but I'm the one at Yale. Made the best.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it's not horrible, but I mean, you've got your own genre. And I hate to be like exclusionary, but like,
stay in your lane.
Yeah, but like Christian artists get so little recognition.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be in this world. I love that you did a Christian-ish album, whatever, that's great. But to then just have the people that voting go, oh, Kanye gets everything, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, top gospel song, I'm a huge fan of Maverick City Music.
Yes, Jaira,
they were
it.
Jaira,
let me guess, didn't win?
Nope. Got Hurricane.
No,
Kanye
come on.
West.
I was up for
self.
Stop it.
I was up for sale.
I cannot believe that, man.
I know. I would like to know what the other artists are thinking. You know, Cece Winans, she lost out to him. Ann Wilson, Maverick City. Like, all of these people, Hillsong Worship, everybody lost to Kanye West.
Here's what every reaction from every Christian artist would be following the news of this. Yeah, we all lost to Kanye West. So, you know what? I think it's really great that the Lord's working in Kanye's life. We don't know all about his faith, and he's struggled with things, obviously. But, man, that's really great to see that happen. Okay, thanks for the soundbite. And then it was like, are you kidding me? Really, Kanye? Come on!
I lost out to
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well, there you go. Those award shows, you know, just for every Christian artist that got trounced by Kanye, just remember, there's a crown in heaven for you on this one, okay? You're going to have to take that as solace.
So what is TikTok and how do you use it?
uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. And I came across this thing on TikTok the other day that it really addresses unwritten rules that need to be written down. Like, you're in a store, okay? You're at the grocery store, and you're piling all your items on the conveyor belt there, and then somebody walks up behind you. Whose job is it, very simply, Rock, in your opinion, whose job is it to put the divider there? Now, should it be you at the end of your stuff and putting them down, the little plastic divider, or should they reach over, grab the plastic divider, and put it down? Whose job?
They should do it.
No!
Yeah, because it's not my responsibility. I didn't know that someone was going to get behind me. Now, it's they're behind me, and if they have a problem or are worried that they're going to pay for something that's mine, then they can put the divider there.
Seems aggressive to me when they do it. It seems like I should be inviting you to this conveyor belt. Like, as someone who was there first, I should put it down and say, now, proceed with your items. When they do it, it seems like aggressive. Like, I need to get my items on here right now, and I don't want any of my stuff touching your stuff.
Wow, you're really reading into this.
I don't think so at all. I think it's exactly what it is. I think everyone that puts it up first is that kind of a person.
You're taking it personal.
Absolutely. Everything in life is personal. Yeah. Don't you take everything personally?
I don't. Maybe that explains why I'm a little bit happier.
I don't know. I take everything personally. And I judge everyone's motivations.
So if you're in the situation where you're at the grocery store line, you've got stuff on the conveyor belt, and someone comes up, a little meek and mild 80-year-old woman, and she calmly puts the little divider down, what do you do?
I've picked it up and thrown it three aisles over. That's what I'd like to do. I haven't. I will just kind of look at her sideways like, okay, I see you, Grandma. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to rush me. You're trying to get up here, and you think your stuff's better than my stuff.
She's trying to claim ownership of that line.
I was here first. I'm calling the shots here. So.
Wow. Okay, we're getting unhealthy.
Okay. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious where you land. I know it seems like a silly debate, but it's one you have, and it's a social situation you have, like, all the time. And where do you land? Is Betty Rock right that it's the person behind's responsibility? Or am I right that it is, my responsibility or my privilege as the person who is there first to put that on there? Exactly. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love your perspective on this. Christopher, where do you land on this?
Yeah, Betty Rock's right. It's the person's job who comes up to do it. The person in the front, if they do it, I always take it aggressive. Like, they are mad I've come up behind them. So, Wally, you've been really aggressive to a lot of innocent people.
See, the thing is I take it as aggressive if they put it up, like they're rushing me. It's funny that we both are like seeing the other people as aggressive in this scenario.
Yeah. If the person behind me does it, I'm like, oh, chill, people. Go to another line then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Jessica, where do you land on the divider issue here at grocery stores?
So I think it depends on when the person walks up. If I'm still unloading my groceries, that it should be my job to put the divider up when I'm finished.
Yeah, I could see that, because if you're still loading things, they don't know when to put the thing up, you know, right. And if they do, that's super aggressive, you know, if they put it up early.
Right.
I think we're assuming a lot in people. We're assuming they're aggressive. I keep hearing that word, and that's assuming a lot, because people aren't being aggressive. They're just making sure that they don't pay for your items or you don't pay for theirs. In essence, it's really being courteous.
Aggressively. Courteous. Yes, aggressively courteous.
I don't think they're always being aggressive. I just think sometimes it's more impatient.
And sometimes they sneak it on there, like, quietly, and then they're being passive aggressive. Where do you land on this, Forrest?
So I'm so weird that I get annoyed when anybody does it at all, but I know you're supposed to, right? Culture and all. To me, if it's an issue and you're worried about, you know, your Cadbury egg, like, falling into my lettuce, and I pay for that by accident for $1.99, then to me, just put it out there. That's fine. But I'm not going to intentionally put another barrier.
Barriers keep people in line. And you're just an anarchist. He's like, I just want anarchy up on this conveyor belt here, Forrest. It's not a perfect world we live in. And I don't need my stuff mixing with anybody else's.
You'd buy my 11-year-old daughter a Cadbury egg if it rolled into your stuff, wouldn't you, man? Come
absolutely.
On, I know you would.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just don't want it touching my stuff.
Oh, my God.
I like people. I like my space. I like my social distance. COVID was the best thing for me. Social distancing was great. I like having a buffer between me and my my stuff and other people. But, like, I'm still kind. Like, if I've bought people's groceries behind me before that didn't have money and stuff. But I just don't want everything touching. And I certainly don't want them placing the little plastic divider first before I could do it. Because then it feels like they're rushing me or like I'm somehow deficient and I didn't do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We're getting psychological here.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh. I'm with you, though. If someone kind of slams it down, it's like, ouch. Like, you don't have to be, like, aggressive, right?
Yeah, you take it personal.
You can do it gently. Are you finished yet, or how about that? Hey, start a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Are
hey, you do you yet? Mind if I put this divider here? Because I'm not being aggressive, and I'm not threatening you. I just want to put the divider here. Just start with that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you thought your music festival days were over, oh, you are so mistaken. We have an amazing contest that we're doing right now that would make going back to a music festival, if you're a little bit older, a lot of fun. Because you get to not only party like a rock star, you get to be comfortable. It's such a big deal, man. The older I get, like, I don't want to be uncomfortable at all anywhere.
Yep, it's the VIP festival experience. So we are giving you the chance to sit on site in your own RV.
Yeah.
Like, and RVs come with AC.
Oh, it's the best.
With your own bathroom.
Yeah, it's
so you
better.
Don't have to, you know, do porta potties or things like that.
Those are the worst. And so if you win this, you will get to stay on site at the event. It's Life Fest 2022 here in Nashville. So you'll be on site the whole time. You don't have to leave. You don't have to take shuttles. You'll be right there like the artists do. That's what they do. They come in and they camp out in their tour buses. You'll be doing the same thing in your very own RV, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you'll get to see a lot of awesome bands as well.
Yeah, like Casting Crowns.
I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody.
A little bit of Skillet. That's the other cool thing about festivals. You get a variety of artists. I'd love to see Casting Crowns and Skillet do a song together. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah,
that would make my life fest.
Yes, Casting Crowns with Pyro.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
all in. It'd
be awesome. And then bands like Kane. So come on and so it's going to be a great festival, and why not see it in comfort and in style? Panache, you know?
So you can enter to win by texting VIP to 91979. That's VIP to 91979. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.